This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. So we're talking about air conditioning systems, and we're talking about improving the efficiency by cleaning the coils. And literally, I took this, my old 2004 Chevy pickup truck, and went on a farm trip and pulled back some equipment. And my thermostat from the factory was installed at 195 degrees. That means, water boils at 212 degrees, right, Fahrenheit, at sea level. Well, I don't like my engine running at 195 degrees. I'd rather have it run a little cooler. And if it does, the hoses will last longer. Everything will last longer. The car battery will last longer. The water pump will last longer. The alternator will last longer. Everything lasts longer at 180 degrees versus 195 degrees, in my opinion. So I changed the thermostat. Now, when you do that, it messes up the computer, the engine control computer, and it says, check engine, because it says the darn thing is never warmed up. Well, in extreme temperatures like we're experiencing and enjoying right now, it really makes sense to me to do that. So on this trip, I was running at 200 to 210 degrees. If I was going uphill on a long, long, long hill, 210 degrees. So in those situations when it's 102 outside, 102 degrees, and the black pavement, the road is 150, 160 degrees, 150, 160. It's really hard to cool an engine when the road is 150 degrees and the air is 102, 103 degrees outside and you want to use your air conditioner and you're pulling a trailer and you're going uphill. It's tough to do. So that's why I replaced the thermostat with a 180-degree thermostat, and I do that with our tractors, too. And it works well, except if you're going to be doing short trips where the engine never warms up, you will have a lot of moisture building up in your engine oil crankcase. And so it's not good to do it under those circumstances. But for me and my old farm truck and me knowing how to handle mechanical things, it makes sense. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, you know, Vince, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again. I used to have an older Blazer, Chevy Blazer, had a 4-speed and a 305 in it. And that engine was rebuilt. That's why when I bought it, the guy had put in a rebuilt engine in it, and it always ran hot. I changed the thermostat, must have been three times at least, changed the oil, did flush the cooling system thinking that the radiator was, you know, plugged, but man, you take both hoses out, put a little bit of water in there, and I mean, it'd be instantly pouring out the bottom. So the flow from the radiator through the radiator was really good. So, and I'd hooked it up to a hose and flushed the block out, took the, you know, I think and something's got to keep this thing from running so hot, because like you said, you know, it was running, but it didn't matter whether it was summer, winter, fall or spring, that thing would run about 200 to 210 degrees all the time. It really wouldn't go over that. It wouldn't overheat, but it would be right close to it, you know, 200 to 210 degrees. And a friend of mine suggested that additive that I've mentioned before called Prolong. And I took the little bottle that they meant they sell for, I don't know, now it's like $20 they want for 12 ounces of this stuff. Anyway, I was a little bit low on my oil. It was like about a fourth of a quart or something like that low. And I went out there, started the engine, let it warm up, and it did. Same thing, went up to 205 or 208 degrees, somewhere in that area. And I poured that Prolong in, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm just going to see what happens. And I literally, Vince, sat there and watched that temperature gauge come down. I could not believe my eyes. So it made a complete believer in me about how good that stuff is, because it reduced the friction in that engine, which creates a lot of heat. Something in there, the tolerances were probably just too tight. But I left that in there, and I used it from then on, and that was, it would back right down to the 195 degree range the thermostat was trying to keep it at. And I just ordered the best price. Nobody around here in the auto parts stores carries Prolong in a gallon. And I just ordered online about 4 days ago a whole gallon of it because I want to have it on hand. And I found it for, I think it was $54 with free shipping for a whole gallon because I truly believe in it. It literally affects the metal. It literally penetrates, or somehow they say it penetrates the metal. I don't know if it does that or not, but I do know one thing. It eliminates friction inside of an engine that is amazing. I don't know if you've ever tried that, but in the kind of heat that you drive in all the time, it would be worth, I think, at least a try to see if that'll help. But I agree with you. It's extremely hard to, when you get your pavement up to those temperatures, it's hard with when, and the air is so hot coming off of everything. You know, that's the air that's supposed to cool your engine or cool your radiator, you know, the coolant in your radiator. And when that's hot, it's hard to get anything cooled down.
Yeah, I have not tried Prolong as an engine oil additive, but it sounds to me like it has two chemicals in there. One would be to increase the lubricity of the oil, and the other, it sounds like to me, would be a thermal transfer agent to additionally transfer the heat from the really hot pistons, the really hot piston rings, the cylinder walls, etc., down into the engine oil crankcase, where the oil then splashes against the block, and the block is cooled by the cooling system. So it sounds like it does both, and it sounds like it could work. And I may try that. There's another thing that we've experimented with, and it's called a water wetter. So what is wetter than water? Well, water can be made more wet by decreasing the skin effect, if you will. So, for example, if you have a glass of water and you put a tick, you know, pick a tick off your skin, and you put it in a glass of water, that tick is going to float. But if you put one drop of dishwashing liquid, like Palmolive or Dawn, just drop that in there. You don't have to stir it around. It reduces the surface tension of that water, and that tick will fall right to the bottom, like right then and there. There's no delay. The tick will fall right to the bottom. Because with the Dawn dishwashing detergent or Palmolive, the water becomes wetter. Now, you can't put dishwashing detergent in your cooling system because it will foam up. So that's not the additive. But there is an additive called water wetter, and you can buy it. It's about $10 at the big box auto stores. So if you have a situation where you want to improve the efficiency of how well your cooling system works, and you just, if you try the Prolong, that sounds like a great idea. Another concept, another idea is the water wetter, and we use both of those in our tractors. But the easiest thing to do is to wash your radiator and get the bugs and the debris, etc., out of the radiator so it'll flow more air. But the big problem right now to me is the red hot roads. The roads in the blistering sun during the heat of the day on a bright sunny day, 150 degrees. And that's hard on the tires. It's hard as that heat rises from the road, the black roads, your car's engine fan will pull that hot air across your radiator and try to cool your engine. So you're trying to cool an engine with air that's probably coming in maybe 120 degrees, 130 degrees off the road in a 100 degree day. It's tough. And it's tough on the tires as well. So I wanted to, we've got Greg on the line. Greg will be with you in just a second. I just wanted to mention what I do. It is so hot and the sun is so blistering hot that tires just sitting, whether they be equipment tires in a field or next to our house or in the driveway, the sun raises the temperature of the black tires, which increases the pressure of the air within the tires because the air is expanding and getting hotter. And that increases the pounds per square inch of the inflation pressure. Well, if you inflated your tires, let's say they normally hold 44 PSI maximum, and you drive on a red-hot road, you know, 140 degrees, 150 degrees, the likelihood of a tire exploding because of the increased pressure of the hot road and the flexing of the rubber tire itself, which is internal friction of the tire, put all that together, it increases the likelihood of a tire failure through overpressure. So what I've been doing is what I normally don't do. Normally, I inflate the tires to the full maximum pressure. So if they say 44, I like that because it decreases the rolling resistance. I get more miles per gallon. But in these times, what I do is I drop the pressure by approximately 10%. So a 44 PSI tire max rating, I bring it down to 40. If it's a 100 PSI rating, which would be like a 12-ply trailer tire, I bring it down to 90. If it's an 80 PSI tire, I bring it down to 70 in these situations. Kyle, very quickly, your comments, and then Greg will be on with us.
You know, I remember my grandpa in Oklahoma used to do that exact same thing, Ben, 10%. He would decrease it. Because the other thing that I do, too, and I just did it to all of my cars that are out here, I will use that 303, it's kind of like an Armor All, but it's more of an aircraft grade. And I went by and I sprayed the outside of the tires that are exposed to the sun. I sprayed all of them down just the other day. I did. So that's another tip that will help keep your tires from dry rotting in the sun.
Yeah, you can have a perfectly good tire with lots of tread and it be no good because of dry rot. So don't park your cars in the sun if you can put them someplace else. I mean, don't leave them out in the driveway if you can put them in the garage. Greg, welcome. You're on with Kyle and me.
Yeah, I just wanted to put an exclamation point on that prolong. It's an experience I had about 7 or 8 years ago. And I, of course, I make my own battery generator, charger, out of an alternator from a semi-truck, and I had a freaking Strat motor on there. Well, one night I was going to run that generator all night to bring the battery bank up. So I went out there and I checked the oil, and it had a little bit of oil, and I was running prolong in this little freaking Strat engine. Well, I forgot to put the oil cap back on, and in the morning when I woke up, my wife said, "I smell burning oil." And out there, that is completely void of oil, and
it's
still running. I shut it off
every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about Prolong and automotive oil additive, engine oil additive. And I just did a little bit of research on it, and I was reading the reviews on Amazon, and this one guy said it says that it's a it increases the lubricity, as we've been talking about it, reduces friction, and this one guy gave it a 1-star, like the worst review you could give it. And this guy said he had an oil leak at the rear main seal of his engine, and he put this in, and it his little leak became, I'm paraphrasing, a gusher. So obviously, it improves the lubricity so that it can leak faster. So it all makes sense what you guys are saying. It makes sense that it seems like it works so well that it will take a small leak and make it into a big leak, but because of the increase in the lubricity of the engine oil and the reduction of friction. So, Greg, you were saying that you ran the engine out of oil, and it still worked?
Yes, it was running. And so I ran out there as fast as I could because I was, you know, I wanted to save the engine. Because I know, you know, and sure enough, there was oil just splattered everywhere from where the cap was. I took the engine off immediately, and I put an entire to it till it filled it up. And guess what? Exactly what it held was 1 quart. So it had been with no oil in it at all. So I went ahead and put another quart in there. I put the cap on. I started it up. Guess what? It started right up and did not burn any oil. It was blown away that there was no engine damage, at least that I could tell. And I ran that for another year or so. before I replaced the engine. So, and I did a little bit of research, and evidently what I got a hold of somebody over there who was willing to divulge the fact that what they do is they magnetize the oil so that it actually, you know, adheres itself to the cylinder walls and everywhere else to reduce the friction. But that was just kind of my little PSA, a public service announcement rather than an advertisement. But it did work. It does work. And I use it to this day.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, Greg. Thank you.
And that, yeah, one other comment. Yeah, you, if people see RVs and they've got that little piece of plywood cut out against the tire, it's because what they're doing is they're preventing the dry rot, because you don't use an RV enough to wear out the tire, the tread on the tire, very much. What you do is your tire actually goes because of dry rot being in the, you know, the sun baking the tire. So yeah, that's a very big thing to that those sun rays from the tire, and they will last a lot longer. I'll go ahead and leave with that thought.
Greg, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Hour number one, USA Prepares. Thank you, Greg.
Uh-huh.
That was Greg. And so, Kyle, you use that formula 303, and that prevents the rubber from cracking as well. And you can use that on serpentine belts, fan belts, rubber hoses, rubber tires, rubber products. And some people even use that on the inside of the tire as well. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah, you can use it everywhere, but I used it on all of my tires before they're installed. So inside and outside, I spray them down and I just let it sit. I don't wipe it off or anything. So I just let it sit on there. But what I was referring to was after I've already done that, the tires are, you know, been treated at least once, but, because the summer, the sun is so hot, it's right overhead and baking everything, I went ahead out there and just hit the outside of the tires again and just let it sit. I don't wipe it off or anything. I just let it soak into the rubber. And it seems to help. I mean, you know, in my mind at least, I think it's a good product and it helps.
You know, we're working on a... something that was something we hadn't experienced before. It was a Honda Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y. It's like a minivan. And when you put it into drive and you start to go forward, it would clunk. And if you put it in reverse, it would go clunk. And it seemed like it was an engine motor mount problem. And we hardly ever see engine motor mounts go bad. I'll tell you a little bit about sticker shock when we come back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
We do have breaking news this hour. President Biden has tested positive for COVID. There's been no announcement of where he may have gotten the virus, but he did return from the Middle East last week. Again, breaking news, President Biden has tested positive for COVID. Two Texas men were indicted Wednesday in connection with the heat-related death of 53 migrants who were found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last month. A federal grand jury in San Antonio indicted 46-year-old Umero Zamorano and 28-year-old Christian Martinez. The two face up to 20 years in prison if convicted on all charges. United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament, Arnold Schwarzenegger style.
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank everybody here and hasta la vista, baby. Thank you.
We are USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday the United States will provide additional rocket launchers to Ukraine as part of a forthcoming package of military assistance. Speaking at the Ukraine Defense Contract Group, Austin said the high-mobility artillery rocket systems have made a big difference on the battlefield as Ukrainians continue to battle the invading Russians. The next prime minister of Britain is now guaranteed to be an ethnic minority or a woman after Boris Johnson says goodbye to Parliament.
I want to use the last few seconds, Mr. Speaker, to give some words of advice to my successor, whoever he or she may be. Number one, stay close to the Americans, stick up for the Ukrainians, stick up for freedom and democracy everywhere. Cut taxes and deregulate wherever you can to make this the greatest place to live and invest, which it is, Mr. Speaker. We've transformed our democracy and restored our national independence, as my right honourable friend says. I've helped to get this country through a pandemic and help save another country from barbarism. And frankly, that's enough to be going on with.
Lawmakers on Wednesday selected two finalists to replace Johnson, former Finance Minister Rishi Sunak and Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. Conservative Party members will select the next Prime Minister using mail-in ballots. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about lessons that are in the book. And these are lessons that are common sense, and they are experience-based. And typically, if you go on the Internet, you won't find these things unless you're actually looking for them specifically. And I'm talking about the thermostat. So if you were to go to some forum and people would say, well, don't do it, you know, call your dealer, and the dealer will tell you what to do. Before we get into the Honda Odyssey, I see that another instructor has called in, Lou in Illinois. Welcome, Lou.
Good morning, Vinny. How you doing?
real well. And thank you for sending Mrs. Finelli the pictures of your dogs and puppies, because she's been saying, Lou, I haven't seen him. Where are those pictures? She wanted to see him, and thank you for sending him. And your dog looks so much like Mercedes, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's the one that tried to eat me last time I was at the farm.
What? You mean Mercedes?
Yeah, Mercedes. She was behind the fence. Hey, okay. So anyway,
yeah, go ahead,
I had a question here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it still. I talked to you before about trying to unlock the clutches on a couple tractors I got. Well, I got a couple friends out here right now, and we're just out here working on them now. And could you give me a quick rundown again of how to unlock the clutches? I think they just sprayed some brake cleaner through the inspection plate on one of them, on the Ford 4400.
Okay, so this is a Ford tractor, is that right?
This is a Ford 4400, and then I got another one, an International Lowboy.
Okay, here's what I do. If you let, and just to give the class a little bit of background, so this has a standard clutch. You step on the clutch pedal, and you have a gear selector, you know, reverse, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe, or 1, 2, 3. And when you step on the clutch, you disengage the engine from the transmission.
Right.
So there's a flywheel, there's a clutch disc, sometimes called a clutch plate, and a pressure plate that applies pressure so that the clutch disc and the flywheel are mated and don't slip. Sometimes, with the moisture, the asbestos in the clutch disc seems to adhere, glue itself to the flywheel and the pressure plate. So what I do is I make sure that the clutch is adjusted properly. The clutch,
okay,
meaning
the free
travel.
Okay, we adjusted the clutch all the way that it would go, trying to unlock.
Okay, then what I do is I step with my left foot on the clutch pedal. I have the transmission in the highest range that it would go.
Highest range. Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Highest range. Okay, and highest gear.
Okay.
Highest gear. And then turn the starter. Okay. Now,
yeah, but on this
just
one, it disengages the lockout, won't let you turn it over.
Okay. Well, then bypass the lockout. Bypass the lockout.
Oh, we'll never figure that out. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to think how you could. There's two wires. Okay, there's two wires that are coming from the transmission, I believe, on that Ford tractor, right where the gear shift is. Two wires, and if you can trace those, you just put a jumper wire across those. That will That will bypass the.
I see those wires.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just trace those and bypass them, or just jumper wherever they end up. Okay?
Yeah, they got two to plug. They got a plug on.
Yeah, I got Mike on the phone with us here.
Okay, that will bypass that neutral safety switch.
Right.
If that doesn't work, if you can't figure that out.
Yeah, we got
where those wires. Okay, and what you do is you have another tractor that does work.
Yeah,
or
I just
a truck.
Got another tractor out. Yeah.
Okay, with a chain. And you use a chain to pull the tractor forward, and you're the one that has the clutch that's stuck. You pull that forward while you're stepping on the clutch pedal in high range, high gear.
Okay.
And the reason I say chain is that'll as you start to pull, it'll jerk it a little bit and will probably free the clutch plate.
That's what we're hoping. Yeah.
Okay. So let's get Kyle's opinion. We've never talked about this, Kyle. Go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're right along the same exact lines of what we've done. We've actually, when I used to work on the farm, we've actually pulled a tractor. We had one that the clutch would just seem to always stick. Same kind of a thing. We would pull it high range, high gear. Do not put it in any kind of low range or low gear. It'll just lock the tires up and you'll break something. But like Vince said, high range, high gear, and that'll move the engine enough to break it loose. We had an old John Deere that would freeze up like that constantly.
Okay, I didn't remember if you said high range, high gear. That's
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, okay. let's say the most convenient way to do it would be to go backwards, Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, we're going to tow it backwards. It's jammed up in the front. We got to tow it backwards out onto the road.
Okay, in neutral.
Then we'll pull it forward.
Okay, tow it in neutral.
In neutral,
that's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But don't try to break free the clutch plate going backwards.
Okay.
Because the ring and pinion really don't like going backwards. They like going forwards. So they're designed for maximum strength to go forward.
Yeah, no, we're not going to put any pressure on going backwards.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. And also, the reverse gears are usually not as strong as the forward gears. Kyle, any comments?
You're right. That's correct. You're right. Yep.
Okay.
You'll break something if you try to do it backwards. You'll usually break pieces of the clutch off, too. If you try to go backwards, if it's froze up there, sometimes you'll chunk the clutch out. So you don't go backwards trying to do that at all.
Now there's one other thing you can do. I like the idea of doing it with the starter the best, but if you can't accomplish the bypass of the neutral safety switch, and Ford has that, what you can do is if you can see the clutch plate through the inspection hole. You've got the cover off the inspection hole. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Kyle, I'd like to hear your comments on this. What I have done is I had one person press all the way down on the clutch while I take a very small, sharp, edged, flat blade screwdriver and tap it between the friction area of the clutch plate and the flywheel. Have you ever done it that way?
Yes, I have.
And it's
actually
risky.
Watched it. The very first time that I ever saw this, that's how the foreman on the farm when I was a young guy, that's how the foreman, we laid underneath that thing where the inspection plate was, and that's exactly how he popped it loose.
Yeah, move it up in the middle of the yard or something. Just get it out of the way. I don't want to hit it.
You know, Lou, I got a real kick out of this. I mean, this is real-time, live, no safety net diagnostics for your tractor. I love it. I love it. But you can do that. Now, it has to be a screwdriver with a really sharp flat-blade screwdriver.
Just pull it straight toward the house because we're going to drag it along the road here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I just don't want anything in the way.
Lou, give us a call. Let us know how it works. So you've got all three ways of doing it, right? Did I lose Lou?
Lou, we lost you.
yeah, he's coming up back up towards the house.
Okay. All right. So how long is it going to be before he gets back there?
He should be here in about 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. I'll tell him to run faster.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I
was on mute. I was trying to figure out how to get the mute off.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody else about moving a truck.
All right, so Lou, you know about the screwdriver. We talked about that privately on the phone, but are you clear on how to do that? You got to be careful when you do that because you can damage the disc, the clutch disc.
I need to get the battery charger off.
Sorry about
that.
You got it, Lou?
We're talking between us. We'll let you go. We got enough here to get us going. Thanks, Vinny.
Right, if you get stuck and I'm off the air, just give me a call, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh,
Thanks, Lou.
Give me a call if you get a chance sometime between now and Monday. I talked to Norm and Sergey yesterday.
Great. I'll give you a call. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
All right. So that was real-time diagnostics on how to unstick a clutch disc, or clutch plate, which was stuck to the flywheel and the pressure plate on a tractor. It's the same thing with a car. So if you have a manual transmission and it's been sitting for a while and the clutch won't release and you go to you can't put in gear because the clutch won't release, that's how you do it. Okay. And if you ever have a problem, you can do the same thing that Lou did. You can call in, and we'll diagnose it and tell you how to fix it over the air. Okay, so Kyle, Honda Odyssey. So this thing's it came in the shop, and put it into drive and clunk, put it in reverse clunk, and it didn't sound like it would be safe to drive this thing with the amount of the clunk, and it seemed like the engine itself would rock. So our son was in the vehicle and said, "Dad, look under the hood. Well, I do this. Tell me what you think." I said, "Yeah, motor mounts." Well, this Honda Odyssey doesn't have the traditional configuration of motor mounts. I guess that was too easy for Honda to do. So this has, instead of a motor mount on the left side of the engine and a motor mount on the right side of the engine, and then since the engine is attached to the bell housing, which is attached to the transmission, there'd be typically, in a rear-wheel drive American configuration, three motor mounts, left engine mount, right engine mount, and a rear transmission mount, three of them, less than $15 a piece. Well, the Honda Odyssey has five, and one of them is electronic, and it's hydraulic, has hydraulic fluid in it. So a motor mount is typically a stamped piece of heavy steel and poured into that would be molten rubber and then another steel plate. So it's like just kind of like a shock isolation mount with rubber dampening. And that's what it really is. And it's been they've been working great like that for, I don't know, since the 1920s. Well, Honda decided to make theirs five motor mounts instead of three, and one of them is electronic controlled. So if you want to have a nice smooth ride, you can select that. Or if you want the sporty ride, you can select that. These motor mounts on the Honda Odyssey are a real pain to replace. And the electronic one fails. And when it fails, it lasts about 100,000 miles. 100,000 miles, that's all. It is a typical job of $2,500 to $4,000 to replace these silly five motor mounts, of which none of them should ever have to be replaced for the entire life of the vehicle. Kyle, have you ever, literally, have you ever, under normal circumstances, ever had to replace a motor mount?
Oh, yeah. I've replaced, I don't know, four or five of them in my lifetime. But the interesting thing was, for some reason, if you live in an area that has a lot of salt, either the salt somehow will eat away even at the metal. You know, I had a bolt one time break through. Actually, that happened twice, where the bolt rusted through and broke on the motor mount. But normally, you're correct. You will almost never have to replace motor mounts. And I've never heard of an electrically hydraulic one.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for Silver Solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other Silver Solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and I'd love to hear Kyle's take on this. But here's the story. So there's this family in Florida. And this is on Zero Hedge, if you'd like to see yourself. They bought their 17-year-old a battery-powered vehicle, electric vehicle. And it happened to be a 2014 Ford Focus. And it had only 60,000 miles on it. Now, I've never bought a used vehicle with as few as 60,000 miles. Normally, when I buy one, it's got 200,000 miles on it. So this one would be, to me, brand new. But so it's a 2014 Ford Focus, had 60,000 miles on it when the time it was bought. And they had it for a couple months, and it started giving an alert, you know, dashboard kind of alert. And so they took it to the dealership because, well, it had this alert and it stopped working. It stopped running it altogether. And that was after they took it to the Ford dealership. And the family learned that there were some mechanical issues linked to the vehicle's battery, which apparently needed to be replaced. So it seems like all it is a money issue, right? Just money. So they paid $11,000 for this 2014 electric vehicle. And the repair bill was $14,000 to replace the battery. Except that did not include the labor costs. And that also didn't include the really biggest hurdle. So assuming they had the money for the battery and the labor to replace it, that wasn't the big problem. The big problem is Ford discontinued that vehicle, and they don't make the batteries anymore. Let me say that a different way. They found out that the batteries are not available, according to this article. So even if they were willing to pay twice as much money for the battery, you know, let's say $28,000 for a battery, they can't get one because Ford doesn't make them. So let's add a little bit more to this. I think having an electric vehicle is really great if you're only going to go to church and back. Actually, I don't even think it's great for that. I think that's a purpose for it. But as far as using it the way I would use it, it would be insane to try to use an electric vehicle the way I use a vehicle. Now, internal combustion engines average, according to J.D. Powers, the research/survey organization, they say that the average internal combustion engine, that would be like a gasoline-powered engine, car, or diesel, average about 175 problems per 100 vehicles. Now, if you apply that logic to what are the problems with plug-in hybrids? That would be a vehicle that has both an electric motor and a gasoline engine. That 175 problems per 100 vehicles jumps to 239. Now, if you just say, what about just plain old electric vehicles? That'd be 240 problems per 100 vehicles as compared to 175 with internal combustion engines, gas or diesel. What about Tesla? Well, Tesla's a little better. They only have 226 problems per 100 vehicles. That's still an enormous amount of problems as compared to the 175 per gas or internal combustion engines. This electric vehicle recommendation by the White House is beyond stupid. But it's no different from anything else they recommend. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, you know that the folks, they still haven't run into the highest cost on that electric vehicle that they're going to find out. The psychologist to be able to help them overcome their mental deficiency is going to be way more expensive than all of that.
And you know, class, this doesn't take into consideration that the electric grid can't support them. This doesn't take into consideration what's called range anxiety. You know, looking at the range-o-meter on the dash saying, doesn't look like we're going to make it to the next charging station. And there's a guy who had a Tesla charging station set up at his business. So Tesla was paying him rent to put their chargers on his facility, his location. And they didn't pay him. So he put bags over the chargers and won't let anybody use them because Tesla hasn't paid him the rent. That's another thing. So Elon and company are smiling all the way to the bank, and their customers are, in my opinion, are being hoodwinked. These electric vehicles make no sense at all because there is no recycling of the battery bank. There's no plan. Nobody knows what to do with the batteries if you can get them. Can you imagine buying a 2014 anything and finding out that you can't get replacement parts, especially the one item that you absolutely, positively have to have, which is the battery? And that's Ford. And Ford's laying off, according to what I just read, 8,000 people to shift so that they can fund the getting rid of 8,000 people so they'll have enough money to pursue electric vehicles. This is beyond stupid. Kyle, 10 seconds.
Well, folks, take a deep seat in the saddle, and you better find something that you can work on.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.